It was a fun one. I mean, obviously the building's pretty electric, and you know, there's a lot to take out of that game. Once the nerves settle in, you got to just play your game and you know, do what you got
to
do.
How long did it take to feel comfortable?
You know, surprisingly, it didn't take as long. You know, after the first shift, you know, I kind of sat on the bench, got my breath, and you know, gathered my thoughts, and I was ready to go.
Any challenges to shifting lines so early in the game?
No. I mean, our line was good, I thought, tonight. You know, we played against a couple different lines, which was good. You know, we played our game and didn't worry about the other team.
This team's had that next man up mentality. What's it like to be able to chip in offensively right away?
Yeah, I mean, that's something our team preaches on, is our depth, and even the next guys in can do the same thing. So it's good to help out and contribute on a win like that. So. Yeah, we got a ton of shots on him. So, you know, we try to just get things on net. We preach shot starter. So, you know, just really getting pucks to net and causing havoc for him. You know, kind of peppering him will, you know, maybe break him down.
So depth is the never-ending theme on this team. How do you put yourself and how the coaches put you in a position to be such an impact player in your first ever playoff game?
Well, it is depth. I mean, depth is you know, really important when you do things when you go on runs here, and you know, like with even with Paul Stastny and Joe Morrow coming in, helping out the team, it's awesome to see, and you know, it's awesome to be part of.
I'm very familiar with this problem, but what was it like experiencing your first whiteout?
Yeah, it was really fun. Like I said, the atmosphere was interesting right when we got out there. Even the warm-ups was a little bit different, and you know, it was just awesome to be a part of.